OFM Book Talk, the story behind the writers.
Now, Oxford University has announced its word of the year for 2021, and you've guessed it, it's Vax. Joining me on the line right now on OFM Night is Dr. Philip Lowe to share more about it. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me this evening. Let's quickly talk about the Oxford University Press's word of the year and how you guys picked the word.
Thanks, Ronald. Thanks for the opportunity. Basically, we've been going at this since about 2004, and it's a way for us to showcase the language research that we do that underpins all our dictionary efforts. We've been able to, using new types of software, trawl the entire World Wide Web, isolate English texts on it, and then analyze from year to year how language changes all across the globe. We can even isolate how it changes in South Africa or in Australia or in America. And we then use these analyses that we do to try to find a word that we can classify as the word of the year. Mm. And ideally what we're looking for in this word is a word that's been used throughout the year, so it has staying power. A word that's increased exponentially in its usage from the previous year. And then there's a slight subjective criteria that comes in right at the end, and that is we really want it to be a word that encapsulates the spirit of the year.
When we talk about the word vax, of course it's core word vaccinate or vaccine, I imagine a plethora of other vaccine-related words popped up through the research process.
Yes, it was very interesting. Even your very basic words like vaccine and vaccinate really doubled in their use from the previous year. So already there you had good candidates. You saw words like jab, especially in the UK, and shot more on the American side. So you either go for a jab or you go for a shot. That rose in use. And, you know, there were variations of those, like in Scotland they say jag instead of jab. And then there were a few words that were very particular to specific varieties of English. For example, the jab or the shot or the vax or whatever you want to call it. In America they call it the Fauci ouchie. after the American physician, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was so famous around the handling of the pandemic.
And if we are specifically now talking about vax, you mentioned a few of the variation or the adjacent words. Why did vax win?
A couple of different reasons. Firstly, as I said earlier, we look for a word that really exponentially grew in its use over this year. And if you take our cutoff point this year versus last year, vax increased its use about 72 times, which is quite astonishing. Another reason is that it speaks to a basic human need, which is to shorten or abbreviate words. You've got vaccine, but why say it that long? You just go for the short version, vax. So in that sense, it was quite indicative of how people engaged with language in this time. And then lastly, something that vax really did very well is combined with other words or other bits of words. So you could have vax cards, you could have being fully vaxxed, you could have a vaxication, which is the holiday you could take once you've got your vax card. And then lastly, unfortunately, probably the way we know it the best is through the word anti-vaxxer.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me this evening. It's been lovely talking more about the Oxford Word of the Year for 2021.
It's a huge pleasure.
OFM Book Talk, the stories behind the writers. Listen to the full interview online at ofm.co.za.